think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The Anna and Raven Show.
With you everywhere you go.
The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. Anna and Raven have already read the entire internet before you've even had coffee. Here's what's trending, powered by Home Comfort Practice.
I saw a stat today right now, Anna, that I don't believe for a single second.
What is it?
Now, a Super Bowl is the most watched event in television history. I mean, usually like the top five, if you look back at all of them, I think all of them belong to the Super Bowl, right? I mean, it's a big deal.
Yep.
So when I saw this stat today that says one in three people is not actually going to watch the game, I say to myself, that can't be real. That's alternative facts.
No, I believe that. And you want to know why I believe that?
Why?
Do you remember when we took the off-air poll about how many people thought that the day after the Super Bowl should be a holiday?
I was shocked that three people said that they didn't think it should be.
We took the first 10 callers and three people said that. And then I started thinking about it and I went online to all our social media to count what people were saying. And it was pretty much the same thing. 30% of people didn't really believe it. And when you think about the stats that way, one in three is 30%. It makes sense. A third of people do not care about the Super Bowl.
I'm not going to say that our first 10 callers is, you know, equivocal to some sort of poll for the entire nation.
I will.
Football is the most watched sport on television. It is the best sport to watch on television. And you should watch it as an American.
But the thing is I will watch the Super Bowl, but I won't watch the Super Bowl. I'll watch the commercials and the halftime show and other. Otherwise, I'll be in the kitchen with my girlfriends drinking a glass of wine.
By default, you're watching the Super Bowl. That's right. What I'm saying. So if they're counting that as one in three, then that's not really fair, I'm thinking at this point, you know? By the way, 40% of people watch football. Basketball, the second most watched sport, 12%. So, of course, everybody's been talking about the ads, right? You know, as usual, we've talked about it a lot here in the building, is that we hate it when they leak the ads. They put them out there, right?
We want to be surprised.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I totally want to be surprised. But one leak has come out right now, and spoiler alert, I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to play you a part of the new spot. I'll give you a little something old there. Spud McKenzie is coming back from the grave, Anna Zapp.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Bud Light is bringing the man back.
That's a super party animal. His name is Spud McKenzie.
Twist this time around. Spud McKenzie's not hanging out by the pool, or if he is, he's going to look a little bit different because he's a ghost.
He's a ghost. We have a ghost.
He's a ghost.
It's a ghost of Spud McKenzie.
It's a ghost of Spud McKenzie, yes. Mm-hmm. And the winner for the most controversial ad so far is coming from 84 Lumber. So apparently it involved a border wall at one point, but that's been deemed too controversial. So Fox rejected that version of it.
Okay.
It follows the story of a Mexican mother and a daughter making the hard and dangerous trip from Mexico to the U.S.
Uh-huh.
But when they get there, it's not just a wall they're facing. When there's a big door, and it says that we will always welcome people here that are searching for a better life. So it's been edited a bit. It's still going to play, but exactly what it's going to look like, we don't know. And if you needed one more thing to get you totally pumped up for the big game, here's a chicken playing American the Beautiful on a keyboard.
That chicken is so smart. Everybody raise your arms.
Render the military style salute.
All hail the chicken playing the keyboard.
I love that chicken. God bless America. Play ball!